This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Future Farm Botanicals Liquid Wild Oil of Oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's Wild Oil of Oregano supports a variety of healthy benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate Wild Oil of Oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is a segment that I'm very much looking forward to sharing with you because today we're going to talk to one of the country's foremost experts on the application of medical marijuana to pain and many other health problems. He's been a guest on this program before, actually when it was in its prior iteration as Health Talk. Many years ago, we talked to today's guest, Dr. Rob Ifker, about his best-selling book, Sinus Survival. And indeed, he's an expert on that. But lately, he's turned his attention to coping with pain and other medical problems utilizing cannabinoids, which are substances that can be obtained from that are marijuana derivatives. He's got a distinguished background. He's former president of the American Board of Integrative Holistic Medicine. He's a former president of the American Holistic Medical Association, actually co-founder, I believe, of that organization. And he's a family physician who runs his own holistic medical practice, which is called Fully Alive Medicine in, appropriately enough, Boulder, Colorado, which is a free fire zone for marijuana prescribing. So without further ado, my good colleague, Dr. Rob Ifker, it's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine. It's been a while.
It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Okay, well, you know, let's jump right into it. You know, first of all, what prompted you to write the book? And you actually, there's a personal story that underlies your interest in this area. So you've been there, done that. So explain about
that. Yeah, well, I since 2011, I've seen over 7,000 patients suffering with chronic pain that have been using medical marijuana to relieve their pain, and I was seeing remarkable results with these patients. The vast majority of them had been taking opioids, anti-anxiety meds, sleep meds, antidepressants, anti-inflammatories, and what was so remarkable to me is that they were able to, at the very least, significantly reduce the dosage of all of their meds, and in most cases, were able to eliminate the opioids completely, as well as many of the other meds that they were taking. So it was quite impressive, but it took a very severe case of shingles that I suffered with. It began in late March of 2015, and I had never experienced pain even remotely close to this pain.
What part of your body did it affect?
It was the spinal root T10, so it was across my my left flank and abdomen, and I've suffered with broken bones and sprains and, you know, a lot of sports related injuries, but nothing even close to the pain. I mean, it was as if I was being electrocuted, and for the first 2 months, my pain level was between an 8 and a 10, unless I used medical marijuana. Now, I did for the first week try some of the medications that my colleagues had recommended, the gabapentin, and I even tried, the opioids I tried, and nothing really worked well, and I wasn't really happy with the side effects. So I decided that I'll do what my patients do, and then I used the medical marijuana, and I was frankly amazed. The pain, I would vaporize the flower of the marijuana, and within 3 to 5 minutes, pain would be reduced from an 8 to 10 down to a 2 to a 4. And that would last with vaporizing about 2 to 3 hours. And I've never used marijuana on a daily basis before, but at this point I was using it not only daily but multiple times a day. And I would use not only the vaporizing, the flower, but tinctures, the liquids with a dropper bottle, and they would last 4 to 6 hours, the tinctures. And there were tablets that lasted, like an edible, 6 to 8 hours, and there were transdermal patches that lasted for 10 to 12 hours. And I was reasonably comfortable. You know, a pain above a 5, I found to be so consuming. I mean, it was, you really had a hard time focusing on anything else. Right. But with the marijuana, I was able to function quite well. I was able to work. I was able to have a life. In fact, I was even enjoying my life in spite of this chronic pain. You know, that it was definitely tolerable, and I was inspired to write the book following that ordeal with shingles.
And the book is Cannabis for Chronic Pain. That's the subject of today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast, subtitled Proven Prescription for Using Marijuana to Relieve Your Pain and Heal Your Life. And so you say medical marijuana. So, you know, how do we distinguish? Because some people are going to say, well, you know, I don't want to get into that stuff. That's illegal. You know, I got to go to some shady dealer and obtain it, you know, surreptitiously. And, well, you know, this is not going to be very appealing to, you know, a 75-year-old grandma who's coming down with her first case of shingles. You know, it's not their lifestyle.
The patient who just left the office is 72, and that the seniors are the fastest growing demographic in using medical marijuana. It's now legal in 29 states plus Washington D.C., and the medical marijuana is designed to, the best pain products are can be obtained only in the medical marijuana shops.
And you distinguish this by saying medical marijuana. We're not talking like, you know, go hither and thither and yon and, you know, score a bag of pot and smoke it. It's
right.
Medical marijuana, what's the difference between that and, you know, commercial, you know, recreational marijuana?
Well, some of the strains many of the strains are similar, but with the medical marijuana, you need more consistent dosing. You know, if this is a medicine, if this is to be used as a medicine, it needs to be, you need to know how much is in it, how much of the different cannabinoids you're getting, and it needs to be consistent. You know, I think people have heard about stories about people eating an edible and having a problem.
Yeah.
Maybe because it tastes so good,
they think it's, you know, they eat it like they eat ordinary brownies. It's hard to put them down because they're so delicious.
Well, that's part of the problem. But the other part, the more common problem, is that it takes at least an hour after eating it to feel any effect. And it may not even peak until an hour and a half to 2 hours. So people assume after maybe a half an hour, this isn't working.
Right.
So I'll just eat some more.
Yeah.
And they end up eating way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to function. And the other part of the problem is when you eat an edible, it lasts for 6 to 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a long, uncomfortable period to deal with. So
they have some very colorful names. I noticed in your book.
Oh, the strain.
Like,
yes.
AK-47.
Right.
Lemon Kush. White Widow.
Well.
Golden Goat. Lemon Haze. Chem Dog. Girl Scout Cookie. That's a good one.
It actually is a good strain. It's a very popular strain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where these names came from, but they are memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And each of these strains is a particular strain of the cannabis plant. So the two major strains are sativa and indica. And the sativa strains are higher in THC. THC is the primary psychoactive cannabinoid in cannabis. Cannabis is somewhat of a complex plant because you've got a plant here that has 80 different cannabinoids have been identified. And because it's been illegal, very little research, relatively little research has been done. But the more research we do, the more medicinal properties we're finding in these different cannabinoids. Now, THC, which is the most psychoactive of the cannabinoids, also has quite a few medical properties. It is an anti-inflammatory. It does contribute to relieving pain. It has anti-cancer properties. But a distinct downside of the THC is that it can increase anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And as you probably are well aware,
the paranoid thing that, you know, potheads sometimes get, you know, the police car goes by and they, like, you know, start getting paranoia and anxiety.
Well, that's true. And that's what you find. You find a lot of high THC sativa strains in the recreational shops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you get on the street. You know, if you're getting marijuana on the black market, it's usually a sativa strain, which gets you high. But the problem with THC, and as you mentioned, the paranoia, THC has a tendency to increase anxiety. And as you're aware with your chronic pain patients, chronic pain produces a higher level of anxiety. It definitely increases anxiety. With increased anxiety, you don't sleep as well.
Mm-hmm.
And with sleep deprivation, you have increased anxiety, which in turn increases pain, and then you're on this never-ending cycle. And marijuana can break that cycle. And the indica strains are much more relaxing and reduce anxiety quite a bit. And they're very effective for pain relief, but the most effective, what we've found, is that the hybrids, the 50-50 sativa to indica strains, are probably the most effective way to inhale the cannabis plant for pain relief. Now,
isn't the concern, though, that when you inhale any kind of burning plant material that you're going to create inflammation in your lungs, and it's preferable to use tinctures and topicals and edibles?
Absolutely. If you have pre-existing respiratory problems and there is already inflammation, then I don't ever recommend inhaling. However, if you have a healthy respiratory tract and you want to keep it healthy, I recommend the vaporizers. And the big advantage there is that it's not like a bong because
it's like glass tube, and you see these people inhaling a big column of smoke, and then they cough their
brains out.
There's smoke.
With vaporizers, there is no smoke. A vaporizer is the equivalent of a miniature oven. And interestingly enough, the ideal temperature setting on most vaporizers is 375 degrees, just like your oven.
Like bacon and chicken.
What you're doing is cooking the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And when you inhale, you really don't see anything.
So it's not ignited. You're sort of vaporizing the rosin, but you don't actually ignite it, because I know
that's
that Fahrenheit 451 from the movie and Ray Bradbury book, that's the temperature at which you ignite wood or paper. Yeah. Okay.
I see.
Got it.
Yeah. And some people are vaporizing. There are some vaporizers that will vaporize the oil, the cannabis oil, and that requires a temperature of at least 440 degrees.
Okay.
So we're getting up to close to your 451, and that's really harsh.
Right.
So that's something else I don't ever recommend.
Mm-hmm.
But for a growing number of patients who are not interested in inhaling anything, there's quite an array of options. The tinctures, interestingly enough, tinctures were quite common. Tinctures of cannabis were quite common in the U.S. in the late 1800s and in the early 1900s until about in the early 1930s.
Yeah, those patent medicines, the cure-alls that cured what ails you, right?
Oh, and they were treating, and very successfully treating, arthritis and migraine headaches. In fact, Sir William Osler, one of our revered physicians, one of the founding professors at Johns Hopkins Medical School, was quoted in 1895 as saying our most effective remedy for migraine headaches is cannabis.
That's before OxyContin and the potential profit to huge drug companies from that.
I actually, having worked with many migraine patients, I would still say that cannabis beats OxyContin.
Mm-hmm. OxyContin, Vicodin,
migraine headaches.
Yeah.
In fact, cannabis works really well for migraine headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it's all in the timing. Most people with migraine headaches will get an aura or some warning that they're about to get a migraine. And from usually between the aura and the onset of a full-blown migraine, most patients will have about 30 to 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 30 to 40 minute window, I recommend to my patients that they have a vaporizer available that's already loaded.
You want it fast acting. You don't want to take an edible because that could take hours. Yeah,
exactly. And well, the tincture too. The tinctures can take 30 to 45 minutes before they begin to work, and they don't peak until about an hour to an hour and a half. So the only thing that really works well consistently are the vaporizers. So and the people who do use it that way, and you don't get that high. The the THC does not have that same psychoactive effect with a migraine as if you used it without the migraine.
Hmm. It's almost like the pain soaks up the hallucinogenic properties. It kind of
well, that's true. It also has to do with the physiology, the pathophysiology of migraines and the constriction of the arteries, because THC is a central vasodilator, so it opens. You know, with a migraine, you get constriction of the temporal artery, and the THC opens it up, and you don't get the full effect, the full psychoactive effect in your brain. I'm still learning about this. Because it hasn't been studied, so we don't really know for sure, but I can tell you from hearing from many patients, because the one strain that seems to work better than any other strain is a strong sativa strain, which is
THC.
It's called Durban Poison, and it's a 70-30 sativa to indica. So it's a fairly strong sativa. And if you were to inhale that without a migraine, you would get pretty high. But the people who use it when they have a migraine, they hardly get high at all.
Interesting.
So it is very interesting.
So what about the practicality of this? Because, you know, you said yourself, you know, that you were experiencing debilitating pain. Is this something that you can use, say, while operating a motor vehicle? Is it something you can use while working? I mean, did you take a long leave of absence while you were dealing with this?
No, I was able to work and function quite well. You just, with that pain, you just don't get the high as if you didn't have the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the most effective combination of cannabinoids is the THC to CBD 1-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, CBD is cannabidiol.
Mm-hmm.
And cannabidiol, of the 80 different cannabinoids, is probably the most medicinal. And along with THC,
and the least hallucinogenic, it's very subtle.
It's not psychoactive at all.
Yeah.
It has no psychoactivity,
mm-hmm.
And it mitigates the psychoactive effect of the THC.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do a 1-to-1 product, and there are a number of these, there are 1-to-1 tinctures, there are 1-to-1 tablets, they're called Stratos tablets, CBD to THC 1-to-1, that last for 6 to 8 hours, just like an edible, but unlike an edible, they're extremely consistent. You know exactly how many milligrams you're getting every time you take it, and there are transdermal patches that you can put on your wrist or your ankle where the skin is thin, the veins are close to the surface, and there are, and these last for 10 to 12 hours. So, and the big advantage of these patches is that if for whatever the reason you don't want to feel the effect anymore, you can peel them off and the effect will dissipate within a half an hour.
It doesn't deliver anymore, yeah. Yeah.
And then you'll, if you only had it on for 5 or 6 hours, you can put it on again another time.
Dr. Ifker, I want to talk a lot more about CBD, because CBD is an interesting instance of something that actually is in the, I'll say, quasi-legal realm, because many companies are now making CBD. Officially, the rules are that it is considered a controlled substance, but I know there's some certainly gaps in the regulatory framework for CBD. CBD is something that is much more readily available, and I want to focus a little bit
on
the properties of CBD.
It is legal in every state.
Let's pause for a moment because we divide this podcast into two parts. In part two, I want to talk about some more applications of medical marijuana and also focus on CBD, which a lot of people have heard about, cannabidiol.
Sure.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman today with Dr. Rav Ifker. It's R-A-V, Rav Ifker, I-V-K-E-R. The new book, I recommend it very highly if you want to get into this. Cannabis for Chronic Pain, a proven prescription for using marijuana to relieve your pain and heal your life. A possible solution to our opioid epidemic. It's very, very timely in view of what's happening in this country. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.